Good evening, everybody. It is 7:43 p.m. Saturday night, Central Standard Time in Southwest Arkansas. Hello, my name is Angela from Recovery Tools and Challenges Podcast. As you know, I've been doing my podcast since the beginning of my recovery journey, but I took a break there for a little bit and have started this back up. And I get my ideals and topics from my recovery Facebook groups that I'm in and my Celebrate Recovery home group that I'm in here in town. And this topic was brought up, I think, I think it was a personal message that was sent to me about trying to get recovery and help. So the name of this topic is 15 Keys to Addiction Recovery. Preparing for Change. Each person's addiction recovery is unique. Your reasons for change, previous attempts, recovery goals, and support system are key factors in your success. The first step to overcoming addiction. Before you begin on a journey to addiction recovery from an alcohol or substance use disorder, the best place to start is to think about what addiction is. Addiction is a chronic disease and an often relapsing mental disorder, generally characterized by compulsive drug or alcohol seeking, even in the face of severe consequences. It is often considered disorder of the brain because it usually stems from behaviors created or changed by neurotransmitters. It also causes significant changes to the reward and pleasure centers of the brain. Think about change. Since much of the addiction occurs in the brain, the person must be firmly committed to recovery. It's also vital to consider why they are now entering long-term recovery and what that will mean for their life and lifestyle. The commitment of time and effort is not to be taken lightly. If you are struggling with addiction, getting help is essential. Still ensuring you are ready and willing to accept that help is vital. The change can happen as a result of the effort that is made, so someone who isn't committed isn't going to seek the long-term effects they want. Preparing for change. 5 keys to addiction recovery. Stepping onto the road to recovery is a significant life change. This means there is much to consider beforehand regarding how committed to recovery you are. Before you start, here are 5 things to focus on that will give you the best chance for a successful recovery journey with a low risk of relapse. Remind yourself of your reasons for change. Although treatment for alcohol use and dependence is available, many people do not seek or receive the help they need. Most people can benefit greatly from some form of treatment for the alcohol issues. Unfortunately, many individuals do not realize they have a problem until their alcohol use has progressed to alcoholism. Understanding the stages and timeline of alcoholism is one of the first steps to achieving recovery. Additionally, there are 22.3 million people with an alcohol use disorder and 20.8 million people with a substance use disorder that have sought a treatment option. Explore your past attempts at recovery. This step will mean little for those entering recovery for the first time. For those who've already been through one or more attempts at recovery, it can mean everything. If you've had previous attempts at recovery, take a deep look at those attempts and find out what worked and what didn't work. What worked? Finding out what worked is essential because it can help make progress when you feel inactive, inpatient, when you're in active inpatient and outpatient treatment. What didn't work? Finding out what didn't work is equally important since it can help isolate treatments that waste time and money. It also helps refocus efforts on treatments that are more beneficial. New therapies that haven't been tried before can also be evaluated. Set specific goals. When considering entering treatment, you must have specific goals in mind that you wish to achieve. This can mean having a firm start date, limiting how much of a substance is used, or even bringing an accountability partner. The start date. Many people put off recovery with excuses like, after the holidays, or once this next work busy season is over, even if I'll start recovery next month. Have a definite date that you have arranged with your treatment center, your job, your school, and your family. Make sure you have no excuses. Limits on usage. Some users can do this while many can't. Entering treatment to be able to control your substance is admirable. Accountability partners. Having accountability partners gives you peers in recovery. You can also help keep each other on the right track. Remove reminders of your addiction. You can't recover when you're still mentally or physically living around addiction reminders and triggers. Here are some ideals. Clear out all addiction-related reminders from your places like your home. Make sure you have a haven to come home to. Your vehicle. Many people use in the car or while in different locations. Your social life. You may have altered your social circles to accommodate drug addictions. Tell friends and family you're committing to recovery. Finally, tell your friends and family that you're entering recovery and let them know you need their support. One of the most critical factors in recovery is having a solid support network. Learn about your triggers and cravings. Knowing what triggers you and causes you to want to use is a big part of lowering the long-term risk of relapse. Once you know your triggers, you can build a toolkit of healthy emotional responses and coping mechanisms. Building a meaningful, substance-free life. One of the most important things for someone in recovery is to join a 12-step program. This puts the individual in contact with countless peers with similar recovery struggles and gives them a safe and open place to share their stories and progress updates. Another vital recovery factor for many individuals is finding appropriate hobbies and distractions to fill their lives. Finding hobbies gives them meaningful occupations while leaving no time or desire to fill with drugs or alcohol. Don't And the final and the 15th key is don't let relapse stop you from trying again. If you feel like treatment isn't going to work because you've relapsed one or more times in the past, each relapse is a chance to learn what doesn't work for you and a new opportunity to find out what does. And like I said, that was an ideal that I got from an, I do remember that now, was from an individual who wanted, who was relapsing. A relapse is common in their pattern, and they wanted help. And I talked to him for a little bit, and this gave me the idea to do this podcast. And I wish that any of y'all, and we also talked, I'm sorry for jumping one thing to another, but I do want to say that I also, we talked about this in Celebrate Recovery this past Thursday in my group about relapse. And with the upcoming holiday season, I will be trying to give more relapse tools, kits, prevention recovery toolkits, and you can go back through my podcast list, and I do have those, some already on here from previous Christmases and Thanksgivings. And I do appreciate the love and support that everybody gives me. And I do have the next topic for my next podcast. It will be called the Pink Cloud Syndrome. And I actually got this new ideal because I've not talked about it. And it's not something that's brought up all the time. But you know, the Pink Cloud Syndrome is the feeling you get when you begin and start your recovery journey. That for some of us, it was the excitement and the manic, like the highs of being new in recovery and wanting to learn more and more info, just wanting to learn. And I have a friend I'm talking to that reached out, was having a bad night one night, and he reached out. And I prevented him from making a big mistake. And I'm very proud of him because we have been talking. And actually, this is, we talked. I have started my job this week. So that's why I'm a little delayed on getting this done. So I do try to stay in contact with certain individuals that I know that have struggled, or that is just a part of my everyday life and conversations. And we talked today to check up on each other, and he said people were telling him he was on the pink cloud and asked me what that meant. And I did give him a brief definition and decided to do this podcast that I will be doing next few days or within the next week. Thank you all for listening. Check me out also on Facebook as Angela Dowling, or hashtag Facebook group was capital A addict, was a addict. Thank you for listening. I hope everyone has a great day, and God bless.